I'm going to start a series of lessons on the Apostle Paul. I just finished up some lessons on the Apostle Peter, which you can find on my website, BibleStrong316.org. I'd urge you to go there. So now let us take a look at the Apostle Paul, whose Jewish name was Saul. Unexpectedly and suddenly, out of the unknown, Saul of Tarsus makes his first appearance on the stages of history, standing in the background of a mob, hurling stones through the air, standing in the background with white robes piled up at his feet. What effect did his birthplace of Tarsus have on the life and character of this young Pharisee as he watched Stephen's murdered by the stones of a mad crowd? In the first century, Tarsus was the capital of province of Asia Minor. Being built at the mouth of a river, it commanded a place of considerable importance commercially because of its location on one of the most important overland trade routes of the ancient world, a meeting place for East and West, with commerce going both directions, land and sea. Tarsus was also known as a free city, its liberty being granted by the Roman general Mark Antony in 42 BC. As a free city, it was not required to pay the usual tributes of conquered cities of Rome. Although part of a Roman province, Tarsus was self-governing. The city was also a famous meeting place for philosophers. As a university city, Tarsus was the center of culture. Tarsus has often been compared to cities like Athens in Greece and Alexander in Egypt, which were cities of learning and medicine. Tarsus had a great medical college, and no doubt Luke was one of the doctors at these colleges. I believe that this is how that Luke and Paul struck up a friendship. He may have even been their family doctor. To Paul, Tarsus was no mean city, which meant that it was no ordinary city. Its sights and scenes left an indelible mark upon his mind. Having grown up in this great city, where he had spent the formative years of his boyhood, he never forgot his experience there. As he alluded to in his writings indicate, he had witnessed the slave market of Tarsus and watched the owners mark the forehead and hands of their slaves. With such in mind, he could write in later years, "I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ." Then, as he thought of those branded slaves sold to a master, he adopted the Greek term which meant a bond slave to illustrate how in his relationship to Christ his master, he had utterly surrendered his life to his will and control. As a lad, he often saw the Roman soldiers with their helmets and armor and spears, and came to use many military metaphors in his preaching and writing. In 2 Corinthians, Paul says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." And then in Ephesians he wrote, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." From the athletic center in Tarsus, Paul learned the language of the athletes, which he employed with such great effect. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.